Ever since Michigan voters approved recreational marijuana, those who are pot enthusiasts or pot curious have wondered, when and where can I buy it? The answers are becoming less hazy now that the state of Michigan has released some rules for the recreational pot market. Amy Bielkini of MLive is covering the changes. She joins us now. Amy, big question is first, how soon before people over age 21 can walk into a business and buy weed?
Still unclear, unfortunately, but maybe by first quarter of 2020, definitely by March of 2020, according to people I've talked to. And some people are hoping it'll be by Christmas.
And what's the variable? What has to come into place as far as licensing and getting these up and running?
So medical marijuana has struggled with supply issues from the beginning since the market launched last year. So there hasn't been enough licensed medical marijuana to feed demand. And if there's enough medical marijuana by the time recreational sales begin, state officials could allow medical growers to send their flower, to send their vape cartridges, to send oil to the store and have it be sold to anyone. Because there's not technically too much difference between medical marijuana products and what will be sold on the retail market to adults, any adult age 21 and over. There are some potency differences in some of the products in other states where these two markets happen side by side. But at the end of the day, marijuana flower especially, there's literally no difference between medical marijuana flower and flower that adults consume recreationally. And if there's enough medical marijuana to go around, state regulators could decide to let those products feed the new industry.
So that would certainly streamline things. Amy, explain for us why it is that it will be easier to start a recreational marijuana business than a medical marijuana business.
So previously, if you wanted to start a medical marijuana business, you had to prove that you had hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, some of it liquid, ready to go at a moment's notice. And that was a big barrier to entry to some of the people that wanted to start a medical marijuana business but simply couldn't because they didn't have enough cash behind them sitting in the bank. So the state has dropped all capitalization requirements for the recreational marijuana industry, which means you don't have to prove that you have money in the bank sitting there liquid to use as an asset. So people in the industry are really hopeful that this will mean more minority business owners and more small businesses, too, to let more people in Michigan get a piece of this new industry instead of having it consumed by large corporations that operate across the country who are, you know, well-vested and have deep pockets. Additionally, the licensing fees in the recreational system are lower, too, so that should open up the market a bit.
What is the state doing to help communities who've been disproportionately affected in the past by marijuana laws? What might this social equity plan look like?
We're expecting to see more details on that at the end of July. But right now, it's my understanding, state officials are coming up with a map to determine which communities actually have been the hardest hit by marijuana prohibition. And we could see special treatment for applicants from those communities during the licensing process. State officials could choose to waive licensing fees or eliminate other barriers to let applicants from communities with high arrest rates get into the industry.
Briefly, what about being able to consume marijuana at a festival or, let's say, a smoking lounge or a club? When will that be coming?
That's definitely new and different. The state won't start accepting any kind of applications or permits for those specifically until November 1st when they also start accepting business license applications. So it's anyone's guess as to how quickly you could see the first licensed smoking lounge or the first weed festival, although we know that happens all the time in Michigan at Hash Bash without that kind of a permit. But it's definitely something that you'll see in 2020, it's going to be interesting to see whether Hash Bash wants to have that permit or not.
And finally, real quickly, what about home delivery?
Definitely. Medical marijuana patients right now can get their medicine delivered to their door from a couple of provisioning centers, and it sounds like the state is open to letting that happen to any adult, so you could probably order weed as easy as you could order a pizza next year.
Amy Bielkini is with M Live. Thanks so much for talking with us, Amy.
Thank you.